What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And we're losing. Reindeers one across the center line. Goes right side of the box. Klaus right foot.
He shoots and scores! Now that's St. Louis City Soccer, baby!
I love that one. Joey Zanaboni on the call. City SC will play tomorrow against the Chicago Fire. And to talk about that with us and the state of the team, we have with us Dale Schilly, who is the City Academy Director, and you can hear him along with Joey on the broadcasts on Y98, our sister station. What's up, Dale Schilly?
Good morning, and it's good to hear Joe make a call like that.
I know, because it's been a little thin this year in terms of scoring.
It has been a little thin, and it's good to hear Joe belt out one of his city leads or a goal like that. So, yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, the goal differential for City this year is minus 14. Galaxy is really bad. The Galaxy is under 24, so that's pretty terrible. So
yeah.
You're just looking
at... Thanks for putting my feet back on the ground.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
hey, quick.
Well, listen, you're playing the Fire tomorrow. They're, you know,
well,
you could beat them.
Hey, what did happen with the Galaxy? Because wasn't the Galaxy, they got the first, one of the first real bouts of attention with David Beckham?
Or was that FC? No, it was Galaxy, right?
That was Galaxy, yeah.
And so how do they draw there, the Galaxy? Are the fans into it? Is it, we've got other things to do in this city in LA?
It's like a lot of cities. It's if they're winning, the fans are, you know, supporting the team. They do have a loyal supporters group, that are there. And, you know, about 2 years ago, they had some issues not internally with the club, but with the supporters and the team. The team, you know, brought in some talent. Last year, they won the league, as a matter of fact. And then they had a couple of injuries. Their top players, a guy named Ricky Puge, and Ricky, Spanish guy, injured his knee, had an ACL tear surgery, and missed the whole season this year. And he's been one of the reasons why they've had such a down year, and they lost some players. So that's a team that won the league a year ago and are at the bottom of, you know, the points totals this year, just 1 year later.
Wait, did you say they have two Rickies?
No, just one.
Just one Ricky. Ricky Puge. Okay. All right. Because they have Ricky and then they have another Ricky. Okay. Because I was going to say, you can't have more than one Ricky on your team.
No, you can't have more than one.
What's a stadium that you travel to throughout the league? And again, this is a lot of this is about how good the team is. I recognize that. But what is an environment that is not really fun to play in because the crowd is so into it?
Yeah, I would say it's fun to play in because the crowd is so into it, rather than not fun,
sure,
would be Portland. Portland is an old baseball stadium that they've renovated into a soccer stadium, like a minor league baseball stadium years and years, decades ago. And it's two or three tiers high, and behind one goal they have like the horseshoe shape of an outfield, and it's where their supporters sit, and they're loud and strong, and they're sing the whole game. It's one of the best atmospheres that you can be in. So I would say Portland, just because of the atmosphere that the fans bring.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Portland one of the original MLS teams?
They were not. They were in the old NASL, and they were in the USL, a couple of leagues that you know, the NASL way back in the day was the top tier before the MLS.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were in the USL. And then they came on in the early 2000s with the MLS. So just yeah, just maybe even later than the early 2000s, maybe in the 2010-ish, or maybe a little bit before that. But yeah, they were around some of the other, you know, the other atmospheres. There's some great ones, like Austin has a great, mm-hmm. a great following. Vancouver has a good following. Seattle has a great atmosphere where the fans chant back and forth with each other, kind of like they do at Mizzou football games. So yeah, there's some incredible atmospheres. Well, the Minnesota one is interesting. Minnesota has a crowd that sits behind the one goal, and they call it the Wonder Wall. And when they win the game, they sing the Oasis song, Wonderwall.
Yes. We were just talking about this yesterday.
We talked about that yesterday because I said that's really? The worst song of all time. And one of our engineers said, well, then you don't want to go to a soccer game in Minnesota because they sing that song. I think it's a horrible song.
And here's how it started. So there's a guy up there that was he used to coach for me in a youth program years and years ago. He was the assistant coach for a team in the very beginning, and somehow they won this game where they got dominated. This is in the early years. They got dominated, and he walked into the locker room and started singing Wonderwall to the players, and the locker room broke out into Wonderwall, and somehow it made it out to the bars and the supporters group, and then next thing you know, that's their theme song, if you will. It's the Wonderwall. That's how they stamp every game at the end when they get shut up.
It's kind of like what happened with Gloria and the Blues, I guess.
Yeah,
but similar. Wonderwall is a little bit more of, it's not a downer, it's just a little bit slower. It doesn't have the energy that Gloria has.
It's a sing-along, though.
It's a sing-along, and it's at the end of the game. So they're bringing themselves down from the excitement. Let's just put it that way.
I will say there is that because I will say I talked to Ryan O'Reilly years ago when he was with the Blues. And when you're in the World Championships, he was playing for Team Canada. A lot of NHLers will take part in the World Championships. And for their goal celebration song for Team Canada, they thought it would be hilarious to pick Careless Whisper. Michael song.
Yeah, that was JJ. That was JJ Redick's walk-up song. So it's not very original.
Was it JJ?
Yes.
Well, I didn't even know that, but they picked it and they would play. And I guess this
not
might have
JJ
been
Redick. Well, anyway, go.
I don't care. I don't care, Ronch. Anyway, it was like maybe 2017 that they would. That I think it was the 2017 World Championships. It was Team Canada's goal celebration song, and then the tournament asked them to pick a different song because they'd said it didn't have enough energy. But can you imagine scoring and then the saxophone plays? Man,
the name by the way is Josh Redick. He was a baseball player for the Oakland A's, and Careless Whisper was his walk-up.
I'm sure that's who they were thinking of.
Well, he did it a decade ago, so better, stolen.
This was also a decade ago. Yeah,
it's better than having it for Tyler Redick, the NASCAR driver.
Well, yeah. You don't get a walk-up song in,
I don't
in
know.
NASCAR.
Can you imagine driving around in a NASCAR to Careless Whisper? Whoa, the ladies. So, ladies, watch out.
Dale, Detroit is getting an MLS team. They just announced they've had a soccer club, but I suppose it's getting promoted to MLS because they are building a brand new stadium in the neighborhood called Corktown, which is a cool part of town, and there's still areas for development there. When this happens, when you see the league expand, when you see a new stadium get built, or like the Chicago Fire, they're going to get a new stadium mm-hmm. built right downtown. What does that do for the league overall?
Yeah, it's a big step for the league. Every time that you can expand your footprint and create the sort of stability that a stadium in a major city like that means, a soccer specific stadium at that, it just means that you're going to have a team in that stadium for a long time. I mean, you're not going to build a stadium as much as it costs, obviously, and the commitment, and then move a team out of that area. So you can count on that team being a part of the league for years and decades to come because of the commitment that it made to be there. And it's just a focal point for soccer fans to come and gather for games, just like the Enterprise Center is for the hockey team. It's the same with Energizer Stadium, Energizer Park, and all the all the other soccer-specific stadiums around the country. It's a big win for the league.
And MLS is pretty adamant that they want stadiums to be built within the city and not in suburbs. That was the thing here. They wanted Energizer Park or whatever it was going to be called when they were proposing it. They wanted it to be done right downtown. That's just a league-wide thing.
And I think a big part of that is to attract the supporters' culture that's out there and the demographic of those young professionals that want to be a part of that culture and that supporters section to support the team. They know that they've got fans in for life. So it's important to have them in the city because that's where, you know, across the country, when we travel and we go to Austin and we go to, you know, Portland or LA or, you know, some of the places that we're able to travel to, San Jose, those stadiums downtown have a big population that lives right around the stadium. People are walking to the games. They're taking public transportation to the games because it's all downtown.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Dale, focusing on City for a second here, the City midfielder Chris Durkin had a rough start, an inconsistent start to the season just with injuries, but now it looks like he may come back Saturday.
Yeah, so Chris played with City 2 last weekend. I think he got 60 minutes in, so he's coming back and you know, had a good game with the second team, getting himself some minutes and sharpening up. So bringing him back into the team is the big one. He's, you know, for those that know him, he's a hardworking, ball-winning type midfield player, and he helps guys like Edward Leuven, who's more creative and more of a constructor of attacks and building of attacking moments. Chris does a lot of the grunt work around him so that Edward can move forward and play forward. So a big addition. Chris will help us a lot this weekend.
Yeah, City here, we're in the middle of August. We are smack dab in the middle of August. It is the 15th right now. There's still quite a bit of time here left to go. What can they accomplish from now through the end of the season, which we know is, it's not going to be a playoff season.
Sure.
So what can you do here?
I would say, you know, what happened the other night, actually the last two games, Minnesota was not a poor performance despite the fact that we lost late in the game. The first 60 minutes or so was good. It was a good performance against one of the better teams in the league. Then the win against Nashville was against even a better team in the league. And for the first 75 minutes, we were dominant. So let's see if we can put a third one together, put a third good game together. Maybe it lasts 90 minutes. Maybe we can get a result and get two wins back to back. Then we start talking a little bit about just carrying some momentum into the offseason. So a huge, huge result versus Nashville, and a win here just allows you to build some momentum. And let's just go game to game. I mean, it's hard to only look at where we are in the table and what does the end of the season mean. But let's get the crowd back. Let's have good performances game in and game out, so people are again enjoying themselves at the game, not just because of the stadium and everybody coming together, but also because of the performance.
It is still a fun time to go to City games, even if it's not looking right, which it hasn't for a while. There are still, what, 3-4 home games left to go this season?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah,
four.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I would say I think there's 4. And the atmosphere the other day when the guys were playing well, it flipped completely. It was exactly where it felt like it was in year 1 and 2 when the team was highly competitive and winning games. It was an awesome atmosphere. It doesn't take much, just a couple of results.
City on the road this weekend, and then next weekend they'll be back home on the 30th against Houston, and then that'll be the first of four remaining home games for the 2025 season. Dale Schilly, good to talk to you. Thanks for visiting with us again on a Friday.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Dale is the City SC Academy Director, and you can hear him on the call with Joey Zanaboni on Y98. Again, that game tomorrow in Chicago, they will take on the Fire. It is a 7:30 start time. And again, listen on Y98. It's KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.